T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Monet, and I got it with the accent gravel of it. Monet. All right, Jana Monet. We'll come back. Did I get it right? When people miss my name up, I tell them that's that ain't what Madden and Jesse named me. Madden and Jesse named me Derek Bowman. I don't know what y'all just call. And Winter Jones, she is a poet. And we're going to talk to her as well when we come back. They won the competition. They both are students at Stillwell High School, the performing arts school out in Clayton County. And we'll come back. We'll tell let them tell us their approach to their art and how they won and kind of beat the competition, if you will, and how they generally, what inspires them to create. Because I find artists are a very, they think differently and on just a different level. I'm looking at a young Billie Holiday sitting across from me, right? You know, she's in it. And then there's artists here. I love it when she came in. She has like the art speckles on her pants. She's wearing her craft with her to let you know she's serious about this thing. And I'm an art collector. So I don't know if this piece will sell or not. I don't know. We may have to auction or something. We got to figure out a way now. It's wherever I travel to. I've been all over the world. I try to bring something back. My people come to my house. They're like, I got art from Cuba, from Africa, from this place, from that place, everywhere. We talked to these young people at Stillwell High School. Jana, did I get it right?
Jana.
You're going to make me. Jana, talk about, you are a visual artist, and you're in the 10th grade. As a visual artist, separate that from other forms of art. What do you do? What is your main genre of artwork? What do you do?
Well, with visual art, I try to portray emotions and, like, feelings through visual stuff, if that makes sense. I just repeated the same word. But, you know, in other forms of media, you sort of say what you want to say. But in visual art, you have to put it in a way that people can see what you want to say, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So you were on canvas. Do you do mostly, it's the interpretation of the art is easy. If I look at it, I'm going to see a face, or do you do abstract too, or do what is it?
There wasn't really much abstraction, you know, because, I just sort of wanted you to be able to look at it and feel what that person is going through.
Okay, so tell us about the piece. The piece is it flows off the borders, it flows off the edges, and tell us what, give us again the instruction that led you to win, and when you first heard about it, did you know you were going to compete?
No, not really, because we were in class and my teacher was like, hey, who wants to enter this competition that I heard about? And so I was like, okay, and so I entered it, and, you know.
Next thing you know, you won.
I really didn't expect to win, to be honest, but then I did, and then.
All right, we'll come back, Jenna. We want you to tell us a little bit about Stillwell. It is a School of the Arts in Clayton County. And I want you to tell us a little bit about some of your classmates. What are some of the things you do? What a day in the life of Jenna is like at the school? And what do you do? Because it's an art-focused school. So whether you're in music, and I think they have dance, they have all kinds of interpretive arts. And then they have the literal, arts where you can draw, paint, and all of that. And we want you to describe your process that you went through in order to produce this piece. And what happened when you finally got the call that your piece won? And we want you to tell us all about that. Look, don't go into places. It's the Hank Stewart Foundation. When we come back, we'll talk to Virginia. She's on our phone line, Donald on our phone line. And we're celebrating young people. And we should be as excited for Jenna and Winter. If they were down there robbing somebody, we'd be just, oh, Lord, where the parents at? Well, their parents here in the studio. I want y'all to understand that we support our children And they're here in the studio with their daughters. And so we're going to hear from them, too. Everybody who comes to the studio have to work. Because we want you to really understand it takes a village. And the Stewart Foundation, what we do at Let Us Make Man, we're that village. But the foundational level for the success of your child is going to be built right there in the home. African proverb says the ruin of a nation begins in his home. A fish began to rot from the head first. And so, you know, we laying a good foundation for these young people and boosting them as they climb. 448-922-2703. And we'll hear all about. I'm back. I got to run his dad down, talk to his dad online all the time. We got to get him in here. Just a phenomenal young man. We have some phenomenal young people here. Winter, how are you? Good. Now, your medium is you were a poet. And how long you been writing poetry? And so you're at Stillwell. This is your 10th grade. Y'all be graduating pretty soon. I mean you're not graduating. The school year will be over with. Mm-hmm. So we were asking, how did you hear about the competition?
Well, Miss Cooley, my world literature teacher, told me about it. I was actually planning on doing the Hear Our Voices speech competition because I'm a public speaker. But it was like hectic at the beginning of the semester, so we both ended up missing a deadline. Mm-hmm.
So what were the guidelines? How long a piece did you have to do?
It had to be 3 minutes.
That's pretty long for poetry.
I know. And then you also had to record a video of yourself. You had to send it via paint. You had to email the document, also record a video.
And what's the title of your poem?
Smoke and Mirror.
So you know we're going to ask you to do it a little bit later on, right, okay, before you get out of here. Janai, tell us about your piece. I'm still messing up.
Yes.
I got it right here in front of me. Janai.
Jenna.
I don't know. I got it. Let me try to spell it another way. Jenna, your visual piece, color. What? When you first heard of this, what color did you think you were going to need?
I didn't really think of any colors. I thought of concepts, but, you know, specific colors weren't really on my mind at the moment. So, yeah.
All right. So tell us what you eventually do. Tell us, describe the piece. Visually bring the piece to life over the radio.
Well, so I wanted to paint someone who was very obviously, like, going through something and, you know, they just weren't in a right state of mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because for my piece, I wanted to have it so that, you know, so in order to make a difference, I wanted to make it so that you're making a difference in specific people's lives. Like, instead of trying to change the world or, you know, fix climate change or cure cancer, you know, just like help somebody, your neighbor or something. Like, you see someone's having a problem, go help them out, right? So in my painting, I wanted to portray someone who was very obviously going through something and having problems, and in order to you know,
mm-hmm. to get the message across.
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
No, not yet. I still haven't thought of one. I'm not very good at naming.
All right, so you turn it in and you said, "Well, here it is."
Yeah.
And how long before after you turned in did you hear that you had won the competition?
I heard at the competition, like, they didn't
know that they don't know you were invited to come to an event, and you then told.
Yes. Oh, well, during the competition, because it's like. No one knows until they announce it on stage.
Right.
And so on stage, they're just like, "Hey, you won first place." And I was like, "Oh."
And did you get up there and thank the Academy and everybody else?
No.
How did it feel to win, knowing that you had beat out some of your peers and perhaps some of the people that attend your school?
It was great. Because, you know.
Winning is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've entered a couple competitions, not many, but a couple, and I've never really won any of them. Like, most of them I didn't even place. And then I come here and I get first place and I didn't even expect it.
There you go, when you least expect it. Winner, what was your thoughts? Give us one or two lines out of your piece. Because usually it's the opening part that stumps the poet. Did you immediately know where your piece was going to take you? Yeah.
How hard it is to make a difference. It's not just easy. So I wanted to be very bold in my piece, without, you know, of course being inappropriate, but I wanted to be bold and make a statement. So my first opening lines are, it is hard to make a difference when you keep making mistakes. Self love is key, but that key is not with me, therefore I turn to self awareness.
All right, well, hold that, because before we get out of here, I'm gonna let you do the whole thing. start to finish. How long did it take you to compose the piece? All right, 4489227203. How much time y'all got? I don't want to take up all your time. Y'all might as well hang out and get up another 30 minutes. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about what motivated you to put this together as a way to express these young people. You heard them talk about what it felt like to win this competition, and what life lessons do you want them to learn? What lessons are in this that perhaps they don't even know is in this yet? We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. You can answer that for us. Gwen, talk a little bit about it. I was asking, well, let me go to Gwen. Then we'll go back to Hank again. You know what? Sometimes when we men folks, we just think out of the mind of just men, right? You know, we see our mission and our work with men. All of my life, I just want to save young black boys, because somebody like Arthur Langford Jr. and others invested so much in me. But our girls need us too. And it's good to see these are two young ladies. And the Stewart Foundation work with young boys and young girls.
We absolutely do.
Talk about why it's so important from a woman's perspective that young sisters have mentors and people like yourself that they can look up to, that they see who are not their parents. They know, you know, this is a labor of love, you know, and that you're there simply because you want to see them become as the kind of woman that you are respected in the community, honored in and revered in the community, that they have a place. They are the mothers and daughters of civilization, and they don't have to wait until later on. They can start claiming their space right now, claiming their voice right now, putting their art out right now, having something to say right now. They don't have to wait till later on.
Yes, absolutely, Derek. I mean, tapping into the talents of our young women is so crucial. It's just like open up a floodgate of greatness. And if you really want a baby to do some great things in this nation, you better tap on the shoulder of a woman, because she is housed with incredible creativity, talent, tenacity, drive. And when actually going through and doing the assessment for this competition, it was these young ladies that were in there. They were getting their stuff in earlier. They were getting it on time. They were actually following the instructions. They have an eye for detail, because you know the madness is truly in the detail. And they were able to get everything that needed to be done completed. I remember when we were at rehearsal, the very, very first person that stepped up was this young lady to my left who said, "I'll do it first." So she's a leader.
Yeah.
An absolute
leader. I love her confidence.
Yes,
it shows.
Her confidence is unbelievable. It is real. And, you know, for our young men, we are so pleased with the Stewart Foundation that we've got some incredible gentlemen that have come along. And honestly, Derek, with the Stewart Foundation, most of our volunteers for years have been women. But I am so pleased to share
the brothers are starting to step up. Strong men keep coming.
Yes, they are coming. We had a healthy competition. We had a drive. We were on purpose about getting our men. We've got great ones, Marshall and Dean. And Johnny and Chris and Bruce and so many other great men, because they want to make a difference in a young man's life. Because I'm telling you, these women, our young ladies, they're on it.
They need us. They all need it. Hank, real quick, explain it. What is it, if you're talking to this audience and could say to our audience, what does the community, what does the Stewart Foundation need from this community? What is the critical thing that you all need from us?
Well, I think the critical thing is, first of all, we got to thank Dr. Beasley, the superintendent down in Clayton County, and Dr. Ralph Simpson, who thought this would be a good program.
Right.
We need forward thinkers like them. I mean, you have two amazing young men down there who are turning that county around.
Yeah.
And so we need that type of support. We can always, Gwen said something. We were just featured on AIB a couple of days ago, and one of the things that Gwen said we needed was not just resources, not just financial resources. Yeah. We need bodies. You know, we need people who are great writers to step in so they can help a winner. We need people who are great painters so we can step in and help Jenny. We need folk, you know, who have specialty and skills, because there are young people who are needing them as mentors, you know. So really, we need everything, your time, your ties, your talent, and that will get you to us. And so it's easy to find us, thestewartfoundation.com, real simple, the Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, foundation.com, and you'll get to Gwen and myself and our incredible team. We have an awesome team. We just completed a career day down at Stockbridge, and we had over 160 speakers, 1,400 students. You know, while we were doing that, Gwen and one of our other advisory board members, Cecilia Houston Torrance, was working on this project. We had Bruce McMillan was speaking on our behalf at Georgia State. Dr. Donna McBride was going to career days. I mean, we have an amazing team of people doing some amazing things. Yeah. And so it's more than just Hank. I mean, it's a whole lot of people.
And look, since Hank, then y'all give some money to the Hank Stewart Foundation for me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, running an organization, you can't run it on goodwill. And so go to, what's that, Hank
Stewart? TheStewartFoundation.com. And it's a donate button right on that front page. Okay. I mean, it's easy to give. I mean, no donation is too small.
There you
hear that, but you got 1,000 people give $1,000. I mean, you've changed a whole lot. You got 100 people give $100, you've changed a whole lot.
There
And it, you know, it hits our children.
So all of y'all listening across the country, go and give a donation. You hear these young people, you hear all the work that they're doing. It won't take you nothing to give 20, 25, 50, 100. Some of y'all can give 1,000. Whatever you can give, give. And you know it goes into an investment and to him and to these young people. You know, I tell people they when they tell you, when the court tell you he need 10% of $10,000 to get out, you start scurrying around to get that up. You know, you need 10% of $10,000, you need $1,000. They told Peanut, the only way Peanut getting out of here, he need $1,000 pay him. We get that up. Well, let's invest in these young people before then. Attorney Weems, stuff from that phone. Now, you coming to my...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.